This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل وسلم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولًا سديدًا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما اعلموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد عباد الله my dear brothers and sisters إبراهيم التيمي one time he said قال رجل عند عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه A man was in the presence of عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه So he heard him making this dua He said قال اللهم اجعلني من القليل Ya Allah, make me among those who are few عمر kind of like surprised What are you talking about? So he called him, he goes قال ما هذا الذي تدعو به? What kind of dua is this that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? So the man, he said, قال إني سمعت الله تعالى يقول I heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying وقليل من عبادي الشكور And few among my servants are those who are grateful. He said, so I'm making my dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make me among the few. To that Umar, he said, قال كل الناس أعلم من عمر. He said, like subhanallah, everyone knows better than Umar. Everybody knows better than Umar. And as you can see, when it comes to the Qur'an, you don't have to be a faqih or a great alim to have a reflection that would impact your life and impact your heart, would make you know exactly your position in this world and this life. This man reflected one single ayah. وَقَلِيلُ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ And few among my servants are those who are grateful. And this khutbah, I would like to dedicate to this ayah in particular, so that me and you can understand we both can understand, all of us can understand, the meaning of being grateful. Now, why is that so significant? Why is that so important for us? By the way, this is especially for us, alhamdulillah, the Muslim community that living in Dallas. I travel a lot around the country. Everywhere I go, people, they, mashallah, they talk a lot about your community. They keep saying the Muslims in Dallas, the people in the Dallas area, mashallah, you guys have this, you guys have that. And people, alhamdulillah, they can see there's a great ni'mah. There's a great blessing, a lot of khair. And they consider the Muslim community in Texas and in Dallas in particular among the wealthiest and richest communities in the area. For that reason, jama'ah, we need to be grateful. So that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you with ni'am, ya Rabbil Alameen. And preserve the ni'am and the blessing that you already have, ya Rabbil Alameen. So what does it mean? And why is that so important for us? There's another phenomenon I also notice. I go and I speak in different places also in the area here in the Dallas community. And I speak with the youth. I go to universities, I go to college, and I talk with a lot of them. SubhanAllah, something that hurts me whenever I see it is that our younger generation that is growing up, alhamdulillah, in such prosperity, in such great convenience, this generation doesn't see this to be a great ni'mah or blessing. They think it's their right. And as a result, my concern is that the next generation of our Muslim ummah and the Muslims in this area, they might not show that gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as they should. It's my responsibility as an imam to deliver the message. It's your responsibility as a parent to deliver this to your children. And it's your responsibility towards one another as a community to make sure that we all understand the meaning of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you even know what does it mean to be grateful? Just a few weeks back, my wife actually was visiting one of the Syrian refugee camps in Jordan. When they were delivering some of the things that, alhamdulillah, we as a community in the Dallas area donated to them, such as these mobile homes that the people, alhamdulillah, donated to protect them from the winter. My wife, she said that these people, they've been in the desert for so long already, years, living in makeshift tents. And then when it was time to present one of these mobile homes to a family, so my wife, she presented this to the lady to go and open the door first. The lady couldn't even open the door. She didn't even know how to open the door. So she turns to my wife, and my wife helped her opening the door. She looks at my wife, she goes, SubhanAllah, wallahi hatta nsina kif niftah abwab. We forgot even how doors are opened. They've been living in tents so long in the desert, they forgot how doors are opened. Do you even think about it when you're at home? Something that you do every single day, and you don't even think about it. You just push the door and it's open. Something that completely became for us not even a blessing or a ni'mah to consider. Why? Because it is what it is. It's there. We never see things to be ni'mah and blessings. And when it comes to being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, we need to have that deep consciousness of what we have, not what we don't. Regardless of how much that we have, this is all great ni'am from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what's going to make us grateful to Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. And few among my servants are those who are grateful. You want to be one of them? One of those few? It's an effort. It's something we're going to have to aspire to. Why is that? Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praised, He didn't praise those who are many, in many, many ayat. No, He always praised those who are few. About Nuh alayhi salam, of the 950 years da'wah delivering to the ummah and the world back then, Nuh alayhi salam, at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised those who believed with him. And He said about him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, قال, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. And few believed with Nuh alayhi salam. And these few people were deserved to be mentioned among the elite. They were saved, they were rescued because of their faith. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who have the knowledge, what does He say? وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The majority don't know much. Which means those who have the knowledge, they're few. So what comes to being among the few, in many cases I was mentioned in the Quran, it's a blessing. And being grateful, it's another blessing in itself. Being grateful, that is in itself is another actually blessing that requires from us to be grateful for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna Allah ladu fadlin ala nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so much fadl, so much blessing that He bestowed upon the people. Walakinna akthar an-nas la yashkurun. But the majority of the people, they're not grateful. The majority, they are not grateful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum washkuru lillah. O you who believed, kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum. Eat from the good thing that we have created for you, we provided for you. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked from us, to enjoy the blessings that He's bestowing upon us. But He says, washkuru lillah. Be grateful. Show your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you have. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun, if you truly are devoted worshippers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you claim that you want to be dedicated to His worship, then be grateful when you live the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bestowing upon you. Allah says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me, He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I shall remember you. Can you even imagine that? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers you, what a blessing that is. What a great ni'mah that is. And there's so many opportunities for us to be remembered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, when Ubayy bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala, he heard the Messenger of Allah coming to him, he says, قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَدْ أَمَرَنِي أَنْ أَقْرَأَ عَلَيْكَ سُورَةَ كَذَا. That Allah subhanahu has ordered me to recite for you, to recite surah such and such. Now Ubayy, he didn't care about what surah, which, he didn't care about that. He says, قَالَ وَسَمَّانِي لَكَ. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned me by name. He was so amazed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would mention Ubayy by name to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine being mentioned by name to Allah azza wa jal? When you're in a halaqah, in a gathering, and then the angels will come down, will surround you with tranquility and peace, and that gathering will be mentioned in a gathering better than this. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many blessings among them to remember Allah azza wa jalla. And Allah says, وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And be grateful to me and don't be among those who deny me. Al-kufr here means actually those who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to being grateful to Allah azza wa jalla, indeed, it is a great blessing. And by the way, it's also a command. Allah orders me and orders you to be grateful to Him. قال تعالى بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين. That you need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you do need to be among those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So being grateful to Allah is absolutely a blessing from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean to be grateful? And what do we get out of being grateful to Allah azza wa jal? You see, when it comes to being grateful, you're being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you count your blessings. You count your blessings. You notice the little things that happens in your life and you make big deal out of them. Why? Because they're great blessings. Remember the lady with the door? For us, it's completely insignificant matter. To her, like, wow, what a great blessing to have a door you can close behind you when you come into your house. What a great blessing they had. For us, we don't count these things to be blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of us, we think about what we lack, not what we have. And that is a problem. We don't appreciate the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's bestowing upon us. And what does it mean to be shakir or to be shakur? What does it mean to be grateful to Allah azza wa jalla? In the Arabic language, the word ashukur is coming actually from an Arab principle has to do with the horses. You know, the horse is actually when you give it a little hay and then it becomes big and strong. That for them, they call it farasun shakur. That horse is shakur, which means with little hay gave you a lot. A lot of power, a lot of energy. And that's exactly the same thing too. With little blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are showing a lot of gratitude. That's what it means. So it doesn't matter how much Allah gives you. What matters is how much you're grateful you are for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. That's what makes you shakur. Don't wait for a big thing to happen so you could be grateful to Allah azza wa jal. No, be grateful for the little things you already have in your hand. That's what means to be shakur. Some people, they wait for the big things to happen before they say, I'm making dua and making gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're even thinking to go for umrah. Why? Because for them, you know, I need to be grateful to Allah. They wait for that big event in their lives so they can go and visit the haram in Mecca and show their gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, you don't have to wait for that moment. Every moment in your life is a moment of gratitude and being grateful to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, The difference, or the most important thing about being shakur and being grateful to Allah Azza, is knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives this dunya, He's giving this dunya to everybody. Allah gives the dunya to the believer and the non-believer. You could see that, guys. We go out there in the street, we see everything. The believer, the non-believers, the hypocrites, everybody has these blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to being grateful, when it comes to being a true believer, Allah only gives it to those whom He loves subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that in itself is a ni'mah, a great blessing. The fact that you're able to take a break and come to pray Jum'ah in this masjid, that's a blessing. The fact that you're able to come in before everybody else probably and find your space in the masjid, that's a blessing. Do you even think about that? Every moment in our life can be a moment of showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because Allah select me among the few who are attending Jum'ah during this very special time of the day. See, when it comes to being shakir, someone who's grateful to Allah Azza, it requires actually some work from us. And the ulama, they mention three things that you have to observe in order to become grateful to Allah Azza. And I want each and every one of us here to think about these things. How often do we do that? The first thing they say, قَالُوا الْاِعْتِرَافْ بِالنِّعْمَةِ ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا. The first thing that you have to admit that these are blessings. And to admit, that means actually privately and publicly. What does that mean? It means in your heart, you're very content. You truly believe this is ni'mah. You truly believe it. When you come home and the food on the table is not to your expectation, you're happy, you're content. Even though it's not your expectation, but still you're content because, alhamdulillah, I still have food on the table. That is from the inside. You have to have it in there. And then you have it out there. By talking about, alhamdulillah, and showing your gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. Once again, from the inside and the outside, a lot of people might show their gratitude, you know, in many, many ways. And they say, alhamdulillah. They say, shukrullah Azza wa Jal. Always mention their gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, in the inside, they're not very happy, they're not very excited. Like many people, subhanAllah, many times I ask people, you know, how you're doing. They say, alhamdulillah, can be better. And you just negated alhamdulillah. Once you start now negating it, it's over. If you believe it's good, then say alhamdulillah and just be quiet about it. But that tells us when we say it, we don't probably mean it. We're not content with it. And you're truly grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the inside and also outside. You're so grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal's blessings and ni'am. The second thing the ulama, they say that you need to show your gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal is that you speak about it to others. Because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. As for the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fahaddith. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. So you speak about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you just can't make it public. Why is that? It has a lot of things actually that can help us all. One of it, it's you yourself. Whenever you continue to speak about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that changes you. That makes you be content. That makes you actually very excited, very happy about what you have. Also, in itself, whenever you talk to other people, that actually put this like a barrier between you and other people, which means since you're already praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of the people about these blessings, you can't retract that. Khalas, you're just saying it out there to the public. And also you're reminding other people to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Obviously, we need to do that moderately. But eventually you need to talk that they have a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing, the ulama, they say, al-isti'anatu biha ala ta'atillah. If Allah had given you wealth, how are you going to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you deserve it? That you're being grateful and showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Use it wisely. Use it in a way that will be pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has given this to you. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you health, also use it wisely. Don't let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see you lazy when it comes to worshiping Him and see you so excited, so energetic in everything else in this dunya. That's not a show of gratitude, Jama. You show your gratitude by using what Allah has given you to please Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we thank Allah Azza wa Jal, we thank Him with our eyes, with our hands, we thank Him with our heart, and with our speech. Now, what are the things that I can do in order to continue being consistent in my showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to share with you 7 things, inshallah ta'ala. Hopefully we can take away from this khutbah bin Allah azza wa jalla. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تُعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That even if you try to enumerate and number and count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He bestows upon you, you will not be able to comprehend them all. You won't. So, number one for me and you is to sit down and every day just write one of these blessings and how grateful you are for that blessing. Just do it. Think about it. Just sit down one every single day before you start your day. Just think about one blessing. Count that. Write it down. Even if it was just saying, Alhamdulillah for such and such. Alhamdulillah for helping me waking up today in the morning. Alhamdulillah for praying Fajr in the masjid. Alhamdulillah for waking up not feeling sick or whatever. Whatever that is, think about one single blessing every single day. Remind yourself with something that you've been blessed with. Number two, if Allah blessed you with something, make sure that you share with other people that blessing by telling them about that blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, moderately, what does that exactly mean? Sometimes when we talk about the blessings of Allah azza wa jal, we exaggerate that and we cross the line. It becomes more of bragging than showing our gratitude. Be careful with that. Don't go out bragging about what you have. No, you go and show your blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon you. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if someone talks about their children, they should say, Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu blessed our children and your children. I have my son who did so and so. So you always make dua to other people, and you always share actually that khair with them too. Number three, if Allah blessed you with anything, go out there and use it by being generous. Generous with your time, generous with your akhlaq, generous with your money, generous with your effort. If Allah blessed you with something, go out there and share it. It doesn't have to be money. Whatever capacity, whatever skill, whatever thing that you have that you're so grateful for, go out there and share it with others. You know what? You are among those who wake up for Fajr all the time? Alhamdulillah, make sure to share this blessing with someone else. Wake someone else up for Fajr. Do it and help them with that. Number four, whenever you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing upon you, you make sure also to admit the gratitude and the favor of the people upon you too. If someone did something to you that become a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah made this person available to help you with that, you make sure to be grateful to them too. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, قال من لا يشكر الناس لا يشكر الله. If you're not grateful to the people, you will never be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know who is the first person you need to be grateful for, or those who are around you? Your parents. Are you grateful to your parents? Regardless how hard they are, you know, on you. Every now and then, just make dua for them. Call them. Say, Jazakumullah khair. Thank you. I appreciate everything you've done for me. Show them gratitude. And then after that comes your spouse. Are you guys showing gratitude to your spouse? Regardless how long you've been together in this relationship, and how many times, you know, you went up and down, still the blessings of having, alhamdulillah, someone with whom you can confide, you could be with and share, you know, family life together, that's a blessing that needs to be appreciated full enough. You cannot be grateful enough or perfectly unless you associate that with another quality. That quality is patience, as-sabr. Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, "Ash-shukr yatadammanu as-sabr." Ash-shukr requires from you to be patient. How is that? In times of prosperity, you're grateful for the ni'am and you need to be patient from committing the sin. Because alhamdulillah, when people have chances, you know, they're going to misbehave. So therefore, you're grateful for what you have and you're being patient for not crossing the line because of the prosperity and the ni'am that you have. And you also need to be patient and grateful at times of trials. When things are difficult, you show patience. But at the same time, you're still grateful for what you have or what you've been having all these years before that trial comes your way. So you always balance things between being grateful and being patient, and you're showing that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One last area that I would like to recommend for all of us is that this is a quality we need to share with our children. Specifically, our kids who are growing up in this society, society, mashallah, blessed with a lot of prosperity, opportunities, khairat. Our kids sometimes, you know, they don't even know the struggle the parents they went through to provide what they have right now today. So living in this generation, living in this time, we're raising kids in many, many ways, becoming ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a result, ungrateful to the parents. They have that sense of entitlement. For that reason, I'm coming tonight, inshallah ta'ala, after Maghrib, bidnillah azza wa jal, here to your masjid, for a workshop about raising children in an entitled world. How can you have raising grateful kids in such a world that is all about entitlement? That's a great blessing. I'm going to share with you, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, the reasons why our kids are being challenged when it comes to showing their gratitude, and how we can build, inshallah, a life of gratitude and right of patience for them in the society, binillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'na, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, innaka antal alimul hakeem. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakki anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliya maulaha. عباد الله إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استقيموا إلى الصلاة يرحمكم الله تراصدوا الخلل make sure you line straight جزاكم الله خير do not leave any gaps بارك الله فيكم are we ready in the back okay But for the brothers who are lining up outside, we have plenty of space inside, inshallah. Come and join us inside, Jazakumullah khair. Ready, inshallah? Istaqimu ala salat, yarhamkumullah. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة، لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة، أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت، فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر، فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر، إن إلينا إيابهم، ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله، استغفر الله، استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك والحمد على كل شيء قدير.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First of all, جزاك الله خيرا to Sheikh Yasser for his inspiring خطبة إن شاء الله. اللهم اجعلنا من الشاكرين. أمين يا رب العالمين. As he announced, inshallah, we will be having a parenting seminar conducted by him, inshallah, after Salat al-Maghrib, inshallah. So please, whether you are a new parent, an old parent, we encourage everyone to come, inshallah. It'll be very beneficial for all of us, inshallah. As we all know, as we announced many times, next Saturday filling up. So please go on to the Epic website, inshallah, and register as soon as possible. And especially if you have kids in babysitting. Babysitting is free, but the space is getting very tight. So please do, inshallah, fill that out. Tonight, inshallah, as well, Islamic Relief is having a fundraiser, emergency fundraiser for our brothers and sisters in Syria. So we encourage everybody to attend, inshallah. Brother Azhar Aziz will be there and doing the fundraising, inshallah. EPIC is also doing this year in conjunction with the Islamic Seminary of America. They're doing an Umrah trip. Our group with the Rihla students will be going for Umrah with Sheikh Akhlil and Imam Nadeem, inshallah. EPIC is also partnering with that group, inshallah. So we encourage anybody to come if you are interested to go for Umrah during spring break. The information is on our website, inshallah, on the flyer. And they will be going, inshallah, between Friday, March 3rd, inshallah. EPIC starting a book club, inshallah, on Monday. You'd like to come to that. Outside, as you leave, EPIC Youth has a table for a sign-up table for all the youth and adults who want to volunteer with the youth. So please do sign up as on your way out. There are plenty of events this weekend coming up for the EPIC Youth, including going to... bounce housing, inshallah. Not bounce houses. They don't bounce house, the Epic Youth. They're going to Jump Street, inshallah. Inshallah, on top of that, there's Arabic class starting on learning Arabic for the sisters, inshallah, on Wednesday nights. Everyone's encouraged to attend to that. And last but not least, on February 18th, announcing it now, but inshallah, just keep that calendar, that day on your calendar. It will be the Epic fundraiser, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.